one of the themes we've been talking to guys about is how shutting out Washington, can that be a bit of a springboard to playing another high-powered offensive team? Can you carry any of that over confidence-wise?
I think the way we came back in the game in Washington was probably the turning point more than yesterday. There was probably some residual effect how we played that game before and fought back and, you know, gave ourselves a chance to get a point.
You look at the way the game was played, obviously Connor was huge. Your penalty kill has had a lot of success right now. Is it fair to say that, I don't want to say you're playing some of the best defensive hockey, but there's a pretty good confidence amongst the guys that are in there because you've had so many different players that have kind of had to fill those six roles?
Well, I think team, you know, defense is a team thing, and so much of that is, you know, how your mindset is when you have the puck. You know, I think we learned a good lesson playing against Washington. I mean, that's a team that's built to win now, and you know, they made us come 200 feet, especially the first half of the game in Washington. I mean, there weren't a whole lot of plays they were trying to make. It was just north speed, getting on the forecheck and making, you know, life really difficult for us. So as forwards, you know, we can make the job of our defensemen a lot easier by, you know, being, you know, skating with the puck north and not trying to make plays at the blue line for turning the puck over and they have to face odd man rushes all night. You know, it's going to make their job a lot tougher. So I think we're buying into that a little bit. You know, we're definitely getting some big nights from the guys back there too, playing really well and, you know, letting our goalie see the puck.
You got like Nathan Beaulieu last night. Blake plays like 25 minutes, blocks 7 shots, which is a lot of shots in one game. And he's a guy who's obviously had some bone breaks this year from shot blocks. Is that just an example of a guy maybe stepping up and playing a bigger role than he has in the past?
Yeah, it's an opportunity. I mean, I think, you know, he does a great job in a lot of respects for our team. Brings a physicality. I mean, he's a guy that's, you know, willing to step in for teammates, and you know, we've seen him get in the way of some pretty nasty shots this year, and he's just kind of one of those heart and soul guys that'll do anything for the team. You know, he's really you know, a key guy for us back there, and I think, you know, with some of the injuries, he's gotten a little bit more opportunity, and he's playing outstanding hockey for us.
Just want to go back for a second to that play Mark makes on the second goal last night after the game. He sort of downplayed it, just said it was kind of a routine play. But when you look at it, it didn't look routine. That's a really impressive play that he makes. You've been with him a lot. I mean, what did you see on that to get the puck and to pass it to Kyle in the way he did?
It wasn't, I mean, it's an everyday play for Mark. I mean, that's what he does. You know, I think the thing about him and in our line is there's no magic. You know, it's that goal was two guys driving the net hard and winning a battle in the corner, and Kyle goes to the right spot. I mean, I think all three guys were in the right spot at the right time, and that's offense in the NHL. You know, Mark winning a battle in the corner and making a play to the slot, he probably does that 10 times a game.
You talked maybe a week ago about how March is a bit of a respite for you guys and maybe an opportunity. Can you just expand a bit on that, on how those few extra days between games can make a big difference at this time of year?
Well, every other year we play every other day, and you know, that wears on you. I think you're kind of almost crawling to the finish line, and you know, we've had sort of that exhaustive stretch already this year. So you know, we've played a few more games than the teams that we're in competition with for the playoffs, but you know, sometimes those back-to-backs or threes and fours, they can catch up to you, and you know, we're gonna have an opportunity to really go pour everything into every single game here in March, and pretty similar to what we've been doing all year long. But you know, there won't be any nights that we're you know, dragging or don't have the energy. We're gonna get a full-on effort for, I think we have 16 games left, and we'll see if it's good enough.
Your line had some pretty dominant stretches over the last couple of games against some big time players. I know you like to take things pretty slow. You don't like to get too high, you don't like to get too low, but do the competitive juices get going a little more when you're playing the Ovechkins of the world, or in your next game the Draisaitls and the McDavids? Is the urge to shut those guys down and be dominant, does it drive you anymore?
Well, I think we're big time players too. And I think, you know, especially when, you know, our lines, how it is now, there's a responsibility that we have, you know, to obviously you try to produce offensively, but, you know, you have to play those guys a certain way. You know, if you're going to give us easy offense, you're going to pay for it. And it's the same way the other way. You know, if we're given odd man rushes the other way, given easy ice, you know, those types of players will rip you up. So I think there's an awareness of that because we know what it's like going the other way for us. But, yeah, I think our game has to be a certain way to be successful. And it's really about how much time we can spend in the offensive zone. You know, like the goal last night, I mean, Mark, we got three strong guys down there. Kyle's really quick in the corners. I mean, that's where we make our plays happen. So that's more the mindset than anything. You know, when we're playing against the Ovechkins and the guys you named, there's a responsibility there. So we got to play a certain way and try to make it tough for them. With that being said, they're great players. They're going to make plays, and you just got to try to limit how many chances you give them.